Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the man who was the wrong king. I'm going to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 10, where we read this. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. Only the house of Judah followed David. Not many people remember that a son of Saul named Ishbosheth was briefly the king of Israel in the awkward months between the reign of Saul and the reign of David. We don't put him in the lists of the kings of Israel, because he really wasn't a legitimate king. Ishbosheth was a sad footnote among the kings of Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 10 tells us that Ishbosheth was Saul's son. Saul had 3 sons who died with him in battle. That's according to 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 6. There's no previous mention of Ishbosheth among the sons of Saul, so it is possible that he was an illegitimate son or the son of a concubine. Among the kings of this world, when one king dies, a son takes his place. But God didn't want Israel to be run like the kingdoms of this world. So when Saul died, God did not want this last son of Saul to take the throne. Yet, we shouldn't forget that David was also a son of Saul by marriage. David married Michal, the daughter of Saul. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 18. Now, nevertheless, Ishbosheth had the right kind of supporters. Like the leader of a small nation in turmoil, he was appointed by the chief general. Ishbosheth was a puppet of Abner, the commander of the armies of Israel under the former king Saul. Abner probably made a weak man like Ishbosheth king so that he could be the real power behind the throne of that weak king. Legitimate or illegitimate, he reigned 2 years. So think about it. For 2 years, David allowed Ishbosheth to reign over most of Israel. These 2 years show remarkable patience, long-suffering, and trust in God on David's part. Ishbosheth was not the Lord's anointed like Saul was. David seemed to have every right to crush this man who stood in the way of his calling, yet out of trust in the Lord and in respect for Saul's memory, David waited. David's patience and tolerance were a remarkable picture of the nature of Jesus, who would not seize power even when he deserved it. Instead, he humbled himself and came as a man among men. Just as remarkable, we wonder why the tribes of Israel accepted Ishbosheth. David had both the calling of God and the resume of a winner. Yet at this time in their history, Israel was so weak that many people didn't want a strong leader. Since the Philistines had overrun many of their other tribes, they were hesitant to come out and out for David. They thought something like this: we'll just make the Philistines mad if they followed a bold man like David. So they followed an Ishbosheth instead of a David. We can draw at least 2 applications from this curious page out of Israel's history. First, if you're going to come out and out for Jesus, the son of David, then you must be ready to face the disapproval of the Philistines, the people of this world. The Philistines did not want to see God's kind of king over Israel. Second, we notice that David did not force his reign on anyone. And neither will Jesus, at least not at this time. Jesus, the son of David, will battle against pretenders to the throne, but he won't force his reign on you yet. The Bible does speak of a day when at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. That day will come, There will come a day when everyone must recognize the glorious reign of King Jesus. So why not do it now and gain the benefits of his loving reign? Hey, do it today. Recognize the reign of King Jesus and enjoy the power of his sovereignty in your life. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.